important. Did I hear correctly the other day that you met him?
Yeah, I met him at first met him at Wat Nam Chan. He came to Wat Nam Chan and they said, I can't remember why. He brought a group of lay people and had me give a talk. and then he invited me, and I think once or twice, down to his monastery to join in ceremonies and give a talk. He's very quiet, but he's not taciturn. He's just quiet. I mean, like, quiet, still. So that not really. And he is interested in people, warm, friendly, but it didn't engage very much. You know, where some people who are quiet, there's kind of grumpy and not very well disposed to other human beings, but he's very warm. He just wasn't interested in talking. So that's like a lot of his teachings were just like those, were just very short, pithy, guidance, instruction, pointers maybe, and rely on his experience.
Were you just a new habit then? Was that
fairly new, yeah.
So
because it was fairly, the first time that I met him, I remember it was fairly new because I remember him he was such a senior monk and I'd heard of him. He's one of the original Ajahn Mun disciples, and he invited me to talk to this group of lay people, and I remember saying, feeling almost, aghast, and saying to him, I don't feel comfortable getting up on a Dhamma seat while you're here and talking Dhamma while such a senior monk is. So it seems like such a waste to have like a young whippersnapper like me teaching these people and while you're here. And he said, and it was just sort of, no. So I had to get up. But I remember that because it was really, it was fairly early on in my being the abbot of